This is the NetGroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Timisha Greta from NetGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Black Gold Dips as Investors Brush Off Supply Risk Amid Rising Geopolitical Tensions in the Middle East. The US launched a tax on Saturday at Iranian sites, surprising investors who were expecting more diplomacy after President Trump said on Friday that he would make a decision to attack Iran within the next 2 weeks. As global equities seesawed in volatile trading on Monday, investors remained largely focused on oil prices, which were surprisingly trading in the red. Just last week, Brent crude oil broke through $80 a barrel and touched $82 a barrel on Thursday. Early on Monday, President Trump said in a Truth Social post that everyone should keep oil prices low. While it was unclear who Trump was addressing, common views are that he was likely calling on the US oil industry to boost production. In retaliation to the United States, who entered Israel's war over the weekend by striking three nuclear sites, Iran fired missiles at a US airbase in Qatar. This response by Iran was interpreted as more muted than anticipated by market participants, as reflected in the fall in the oil price, as investors appeared to be brushing off the risk to Middle East crude supplies. According to the Energy Information Administration, some 20 million barrels per day of crude oil, or 20% of global consumption, flowed through the Strait of Hormuz in 2024. The worst-case scenario for the oil market would be an attempt by Iran to close the strait, which the US Secretary of State has warned Iran against attempting to do. The Iranian state media reported that Iran's parliament had backed the closing of the strait. However, according to the report, the final decision to close this channel lies with Iran's National Security Council. Chief economist at Goldman said on Monday that the main economic risk is a rise in energy prices. He further went on to elaborate that a temporary disruption in energy supply through the Strait of Hormuz would likely lower global growth by more than 0.3% and increase headline inflation by 0.7%, and that both a growth hit and inflation boost would be larger in the event of a sustained closure of the Strait of Hormuz. While there are still possible price increases and supply disruptions, the chief economist still believes that the spillovers from the war should be limited, citing that outside of energy products, most countries have limited trade exposure to Iran, Israel, or the Middle East more broadly. The developments in the Middle East adds another threat to the stock market and the economy, which is already dealing with a rushed remaking of global trade by President Trump this year. In a recent note published by Ed Yardeni, who's the president and chief investment strategist of Yardeni Research, he explains that despite all the heat generated by Trump's tariff turmoil and now the war in the Middle East, the US economy has continued to display its resilience, as seen, or has been the case, over the previous 3 years when Russia invaded Ukraine and the US Fed tightened monetary policy. Against this backdrop, Asian Pacific markets mostly declined on Monday after the United States attack on Iran. In Europe, France's CAC 40 index closed 0.7% lower, Germany's DAX was 0.3% lower, and the UK's FTSE 100 was 0.2% lower. However, in early US trade on Monday, stocks rose as oil prices continued to decline following a restrained response by Iran on the US. At home, the local bourse managed to finish the trading session in the green, up 0.4% after having been under strain due to heightened risk aversion last week. The rand managed to dip back below the 18 rand against the US dollar mark, coming in at 17.98 rand at the close of the South African bell. This after the local unit broke through 18 rand US dollar, this dropping to its lowest level since the second week of May. as global risk aversion increased and investors dumped emerging market assets last week. Shifting gears, but still sticking with local developments, National Treasury announced on Monday that South Africa has secured a 27.2 billion rand loan from the World Bank. This is to support urgently needed structural reforms in the country's infrastructure sectors, with a particular focus on energy and freight transport. Treasury says the financing terms of the loan are in line with its financing strategy, which is important to the government's financial stability. Treasury also stated that the loan offers both favorable interest rates and flexible repayment terms, which is expected to contribute to minimizing increases in debt service costs. We have come to the end of our notes. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.